Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me here in the studios from Taos Area Presbyterian Church, Michael Jacott.
Hi, Kevin.
How are you today, Michael?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. And from H2O, Helping to Overcome, Barb Hunter. How are you today, Barb?
Good. Good morning.
Good. Glad to have you on with us today. Well, first we'll start with you, Michael. You guys, we've had you in. You've got a lot of events that you do community-minded-wise, and this is just another one of those.
Yes, that's right. A couple of weeks ago, we did one, a presentation on memory keepers, it was called, dealing with Alzheimer's and helping our caregivers and everything. And we got a lot of good response from that, and we want to continue these presentations for the community, what we can do to help the community, and,
sure.
and helping to overcome is one of those things. So we're really pleased to host them
for
this new program.
Well, let's talk about that program, Helping to Overcome H2O. I know we talked in the past about this, but Barb Hunter with us. Barb, tell us a little bit about what the H2O program's about.
Well, the program's designed to catch kids who might actually fall through the cracks of the very systems that we have set up to serve them. And it was born out of frustration with not being able to get services for our own kids. Several of us on the board were foster parents and or adoptive parents. And we found that we would have to take our kids out of town or out of county to get the specialized kind of services that they need.
Right.
So we decided to put this together in an effort to address that.
All right. Now let's talk about the program that's happening on Thursday, 10 Ways to Help Kids Overcome Obstacles. What are some of the things, the themes of that?
Well, what we're going to do is sort of go through the 10-week program that we have and that we offer, because in working with the kids and working with the parents of the kids, we found that there are some basic themes that run pretty consistently through. For example, we do a session on grief, whether it's the loss of a parent to death or divorce or moving or whatever. We know that all the kids have some similar experience with that. We do things on friendship and recognizing that, and recognizing the difference between normal teasing and bullying and how to stand up for yourself. And also, I think most importantly, we teach a community service element. Because one of the things we want to drive home is that this is a good place to live.
Sure.
And there are people in this community who care about you. You might not know them by name, but if they hear about your situation, they're
right.
the ones buying raffle tickets or stepping up to, you know, attend an event like Michael's.
Exactly. This sounds like it would be open to just about anybody who, you know, has some kind of connection to this.
Yes, it is. And it's not just for people who have children who,
right.
you know, might be at this disadvantage. I mean, it is open to everybody. That's, you know, if you have children, grandchildren, if you are having an interest in the community just to make our community a little better, then we invite you to come out to hear this.
All right, it's happening on Thursday. Now, it's free admission. Give us the details on this,
yes,
Michael.
Yes, it's free admission. Everybody is welcome. It's Thursday. That's September 14th. It starts at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Program is going to run about an hour, and I'm sure that there will be plenty of time, plenty of opportunities for question and answers. And it's going to be right at the Taos Area Presbyterian Church in our parlor.
Okay. Now, do they need to call in advance? Do they need to pre-register for this at all? Or can they just come on out on Thursday
night?
They
can just come on out. If they have any questions on it, they can certainly call our office. That's 362-2371, and they can get more information on it.
All right.
There are posters around town notifying everybody about it and everything. So you're all welcome to come and listen in. It's a great program.
It sounds like it. Now, where's the church located, Michael?
That is, it's located out at by the Citgo station.
Yeah.
For anybody who's been here for a long time, it's where the old drive-in used to be. And we're out on US 23 by Allrich Road. You can't see the church from US 23. It's a long, winding driveway, but the sign is right there. Once you see the sign for Taos Area Presbyterian Church, you just follow that road, and it'll take you right there.
Very good. Now, Barb, if they want more information about H2O, Helping to Overcome, how do they get more information about that?
Probably the easiest way right now is to go to our Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
And it is H2O, Helping
H2O.
To Overcome.
All right.
And there is a message button there, and you can shoot us a quick text, and then we can get back to you. That way, one of four of us, whoever knows the answer, can respond to that quickest.
Very good. Otherwise, come on out, Taos Area Presbyterian Church, Thursday, September 14th, 6:30 to 7:30. And again, it's Helping to Overcome, 10 Ways to Help Kids Overcome Obstacles. And from the Taos Area Presbyterian Church, Michael Jacott. Michael, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kevin.
And Barb Hunter from H2O Helping to Overcome, thanks for joining us, too.
Thank you.